Good Wednesday evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. We continue on with our weekly wrestling coverage here on AM 930 WEOL. And Sean, kind of an historic day as the Cleveland Browns have announced a new head coach. Well, I should say they haven't announced, but pretty much everybody else has announced that Hugh Jackson will be the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, a historic day that happens about every 2 years, unfortunately, in Cleveland. So, yeah, we're kind of used to it. Hopefully, you know, knock on wood, this is the one that sticks and we have something good happen.
Well, let's hope he, along with some others, can finally turn that ship around. But we're not here to talk football tonight, although Sean and I certainly could do that. But we're back again to talk high school wrestling. And Sean, coming up a little bit later on in our Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, we're going to have a special guest, Brian Caesar, the head coach over at Amherst, is going to join us.
Right, and Brian's making an appearance at a timely point of the season. He and the Amherst Comets were at one of the tougher tournaments in our area last year out in Perry, very east side of Cleveland, for Penn City Invitational. And he will be heading all the way out to Toledo this weekend for the Maumee Bay Classic, another really tough test for Amherst and a lot of other teams that are there.
We'll talk a little bit about this later on in the show, but you were saying this weekend there are some huge tournaments going on.
Yeah, I kind of made a couple of mentions about how January's kind of a lull in the wrestling tournament, and this weekend's schedule's making a big old liar out of me. and then last weekend, too. I say people are taking it easy. Well, every single person and their mother was out on the mats last week. And we had a ton. Just every team was pretty much in competition.
Well, we'll talk about what happened last weekend, and we'll talk about the huge weekend that's coming up. And again, Brian Caesar, the head coach of the Amherst Comets, will join us. So we've got a busy few minutes ahead. Stay with us. It's our weekly Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. We're glad to be bringing it to you on AM 930 WEOL. You could be listening on your phone right now. That's a great way to listen. Download the WEOL mobile app. And, of course, you can listen online at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. We do this each and every Wednesday right here on AM 930 WEOL, giving the wrestlers in the Lorain County and Northeast Ohio area some coverage right here on AM 930. And again, a huge thanks to our sponsors, the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty, for making this weekly program happen. Well, Sean, as we like to do each and every week during this first segment, we kind of look back as far as wrestling was concerned this past week. I know the Len Periano Memorial over at Berea Midpark involved seven teams, pretty busy over there, and the John Matucci Memorial Classic over at East Lake North. Tell our listeners about what happened as far as Lorain County wrestlers and teams are concerned.
Yeah, we covered a couple of those tournaments. I got my first action too out at the Perry tournament, which we'll talk about later. It was kind of nice because I saw Mike Deanna out there, one of the from Ohio Family Realty, and it was kind of cool seeing that. But the Periano we covered, and then John Matucci. Really, the reason I wanted to bring it up is because Midview won that tournament. And going into the season, I don't know if I can remember the last time the Midview wrestling program won a tournament in the season, and they've won three already this year. So,
wow.
Yeah, 17-1 in dual meets, and just they are really clicking right now. And I get to spend Monday night with all those Midview guys because most of those heavier weights are football players too. So I was out at the banquet for the Golden Helmet ceremony and got to see a lot of those guys. So, Alec Ferrer, Seth Frombach, Spencer Berthold, all won championships at that event. So really good right now.
What's been the key to this wrestling renaissance, per se, over at Midview? What's turned this thing around?
I almost think it might be the football success. I mean, like I said, half this lineup are football players. Alec Forer, Frombach, Berthold, the three guys that won championships, Trevor Began, Jake Snyder, a lot of those guys were getting awards at the football banquet, and they make up a good part of the success of the Midview wrestling program too. So I think it might be feeding the success success breeding success cliche might be working out right here.
And we've often talked with coaches over the year, of course, here on the radio station. I know you and the rest of the staff at the Chronicle-Telegram about a winning culture at a school. And right now, you've got a whole bunch of winning programs at Midview. No matter what the sport, and now it seems to have evolved into wrestling, those kids believe they're going to win.
Right. And the other thing, too, is they put in work, you know, outside of the high school. There's some guys that just put on their singlets and their headgear, you know, during that two to three month span. A lot of those Midview guys, you're seeing them on Team Ohio wrestling outside of the state. They're wrestling at the freestyle events, you know, in the state, trying to win state championships while the high school season's over. So that's a big part of it as well. A lot of these guys are putting in the offseason work.
And then last week over at the Len Periano at Berea Mid Park, boy, Lorraine was right there within a half point of first place as they finished up second. And Brookside came in fourth.
Right, and that was that kind of controversial. Dan Gillis covered that for us, and he kind of said Lorraine was leading as the event closed. But what they had forgot to do was there was four weight classes that didn't run a bracket. They had so few wrestlers that they just ran a round-robin competition, and they didn't compute those points correctly. So after finishing it up, it was Berea Mid Park, host Berea Mid Park, that won that 163 to Lorraine's 162.5. So they lost by half a point. But, yeah, Lorraine still had a really great finish. Devin Edwards won the championship at 120. Sean Petty Jr. won the championship at 152. Aaron McDowell won the championship at 160, and Sadi Santana, the heavyweight, won a championship as well. So really impressive. They finished with nine placers.
And Brookside won some championships as well, as I look at the scores here.
Yeah, Brendan Jackson, the 113-pound champion. Jake Talento, champion at 145. Cullen Wolford, who's still undefeated, is a champion at 182, and Greg Packard, champion at 220. They had seven placers, finished in fourth. But Brookside, you know, they've had that team success. They generally do well in tournaments. Before not competing in the Vermillion dual tournament this year, they'd won that event 4 years in a row. So they definitely are humming as well.
Again, Tim Elkhorn from WEOL, joined by Sean Bennett of the Chronicle-Telegram. He covers wrestling inside and out every week for the CT. Sean, before we take the break in this segment, anything else from last weekend that kind of jumps off your sheet over there?
Good. Like I said, a lot of good performances and a lot of performances, period. Just some high volume last week. Firelands was out at the Perrysburg Invitational, finished with multiple placers there. Keystone, multiple placers at the Plymouth Invitational. The teams are traveling at this time of the year. They're going to different places, trying to see different styles of wrestling to help the wrestlers kind of get an idea of what they're going to see in the postseason. So that's kind of cool.
All right, we'll take a quick time out when we come back on the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty. We'll take a look at a very busy weekend coming up out on the mats. And again, we hope to talk with Amherst head coach Brian Caesar, as the Comets will be out on those mats this weekend, speaking to one of the teams that'll be very busy. So stay with us on the Wednesday Wrestling Recap. Glad to be bringing it to you on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, you can listen on your phone. Great way to listen. Just download the WEOL mobile app, and you can listen online as well at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back to the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap on AM 930 WEOL. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. We do this each and every Wednesday. Talk high school wrestling in the Lorain County area. Kids from around our area and, of course, Northeast Ohio. And we're glad you've dialed in on AM 930 WEOL. Maybe you're listening online at WEOL.com. And as promised, we're glad to have with us. In fact, we're thrilled to have with us for this week's Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty. The head wrestling coach at Amherst, Brian Caesar, stops by to pay us a visit. Brian, great to have you on the show. We appreciate you taking some time with us on this Wednesday night.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, obviously a very busy weekend coming up for the Amherst Comets. Talk a little bit about what's going to happen on the mats for Amherst this weekend.
Well, Thursday night we travel to Midview, and we have a little conference double duel action with North Olmsted and Midview on Thursday night. And then we get home, and we got to leave bright and early the next morning, head out to Oregon Clay High School for the big Maumee Bay tournament that's out there. So,
and Coach,
a lot of tough competition.
Yeah, Coach, before we get into that, too, I wanted to kind of talk about the Penn City. I said kind of one of the reasons we wanted to have you on was because your team got to participate in one of the toughest tournaments last weekend that the area was in, and then obviously next weekend as well, so you could talk about both. But talk about that Penn City tournament. We didn't talk about it really in the first segment and how fun that was to be a part of. You got to see that tough Pennsylvania team, which is always nice to see out-of-state competition.
Yeah, the Penn City was the first time we went through it. I've never been out there to Perry High School. God, beautiful place. That facilities that they have, which was great. But tough competition out there. And what was nice about it was a pool tournament, and it was kind of nice because they put, if you didn't win your pool, you got put into a separate bracket with other guys who didn't make it into the championship bracket. And everybody got good competition, and everybody got matches that they could compete in and win in, and I think everybody benefited from it all across from every weight class that we took there.
And I know one of the benefits, you're obviously still a young coach, and one of the benefits for young coaches is getting on the mats with their guys. Amherst got great guys throughout the lineup, but it seems like some of your better wrestlers are like Alex Reyes at 106 and Lee and Hastings up in those heavyweights. Is it kind of tough because, you don't want to hurt Alex because he's, a little bit smaller than you, and those big guys might hurt you? I mean, is it kind of tough having to deal with that situation?
No, I mean, we get on the mat with the guys every now and then. We'll go live goes with them all the time. And, Coach Percival will jump in there too, and I'll jump in there with Hastings and Lee all the time, and that's what the guys need. They like it. Sometimes they're asking me to wrestle all the time, and I'm like, I need a break. I'm getting old.
Again, we're talking with Brian Caesar, head wrestling coach. He's a young wrestling coach over at Amherst as he guides the Comet program. Great to have him on WEOL tonight. Coach, let's look ahead to this weekend. Sean Bennett and I were talking before we rolled here, this Maumee Bay Classic at Oregon Clay. 40 teams Friday and Saturday. Of course, you'll be over there along with a couple others from Lorain County. But just talk about this tournament and the quality of wrestling that you're going to see on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, the Maumee Bay tournament's a really, really good tournament. I think this is maybe our third year or so going out there, third or fourth. It's a good tournament. You got Delta there, who was the state champs in Division III. You got Harrisburg and Clay, who were always top 10 in Division I. And I talked a little bit about the pool tournament last week at Penn City, which is good for guys. But, there's something about wrestling, just a straight bracket, a double elimination, with 40 guys in it, seeing who the best is. Something about that is just kind of what wrestling's all about. So I'm kind of excited for this weekend.
Coach, is there any particular matchup or any other team that you're looking forward to seeing?
There's going to be some good guys at every weight class. I mean, obviously, Hastings at 220 is going to have Stencil from Clay, state champ last year. So that'll be interesting to see where we stand there. I think across the board, there's going to be multiple state players or state champs in every weight. Which is going to be a great test for everyone.
Coach, one more question before we let you go. During our first segment tonight, Sean Bennett and I were talking about the resurgence of the wrestling program over at Midview, and he was talking about a lot of the football guys from that Midview football team, which has been sensational the last couple of years, now on the mats. And, of course, you were a tremendous high school football player at Amherst, but also a great wrestler. Do you remember that the football guys that transitioned over to wrestling, there was kind of that bonding with the two sports?
Oh yeah, they go hand in hand. That's for sure. I try to tell all the football players you should come out for wrestling. It's going to make you a better football player. At Amherst, but definitely Midview's had a great football program. And I'll tell you what, their wrestling team is looking good this year. So it'll be a good match tomorrow night for sure. I'm kind of excited. I don't think we've ever went over to Midview and wrestled a duel. I think we've wrestled them a couple times in the past. Maybe with Avon and a double duel, but we've never been over there to Midview, so I'm kind of excited for this tomorrow night.
It's interesting to get your perspective on that. See, you are a young guy, Coach, because I called your games when you played high school football on WEOL.
Yeah, 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 I know, but seems like a long time ago.
Yeah, it does for me too, Coach, I'll tell you that. Hey, we appreciate you spending some time with us here on the Wednesday Wrestling Recap, and obviously best of luck this weekend with the action on the mats for Amherst. You're going to have a very busy weekend, no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah, yep, we're kind of in that grind of the season right now. You know, everybody's got you know, two, three nights of wrestling in a row, kids making weight. And, you know, that's what it's all about, though. It's where we find out who's tough at this point of the season. So,
well, I'm sure from your perspective, it's the best time of the year, no doubt about it. Hey, we appreciate you spending the time. Thanks, Brian.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Caesar joining us here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Sean, we touched on Amherst being at that Maumee Bay Classic. About a couple of minutes left. Anything else from this weekend? As you said, there's some big tournaments going on.
Right, right. And it's kind of funny because they're kind of spread out all over the place. That Maumee Bay Classic's out near Toledo, where Oregon Clay is. And then right up here in Northeast Ohio, the Bill Dees is kind of giving like Brecksville and the Ironman and some of these high-level tournaments a run for its money this year. Just unbelievable amounts of teams. The teams that are for us are Avon, Elyria, Midview from Lorain County, and those are three of the better programs. You add in Olmsted Falls from our coverage area. You've got Lutheran West. You've got I'm blanking here. There's actually, you know, there's just a ton of, you know, Brecksville, Brunswick, you know, Olentangy Liberty. These are all teams that they expect to be in the top 10 at the state, all in one grouping there. And
wow,
you're talking 46 teams. So even some of the other teams are going to have like these little hammers here and there. So I think we did a kind of a breakdown of the event, and there's anywhere from 4 to about 8 state ranked wrestlers at every single weight class in that tournament. So that's high end as well.
Wow.
And then you go down south and you still got Elyria Catholic competing in the annual Catholic Invitational at Cincinnati Elder, and that's a really premier event too, where a lot of the Catholic schools get together and compete as well.
28 schools. So where are you going to be?
I will be at the Bill Dees tournament in Akron. Yeah, it's going to be hard to miss that. If you're in the area and you can get out to the Bill Dees Saturday to watch that, that's going to be high level. The semifinals and finals are probably going to be matches you'll see down in Columbus in about a month.
And finally, to wrap things up, a quick plug for your writing in the Chronicle Telegram this Friday. Want to give us a sneak peek as to what might show up in your wrestling notes in the Friday Chronicle?
Well, I'll probably go over some of the big level tournaments this weekend. Josh Lowe from intermatwrestle.com kind of released his midseason rankings last week, so we'll kind of break that down and talk about some of the area wrestlers. We have 6 finalists from our area, 6 state finalists projected, and 3 state champions projected through his rankings this year.
Wow, so that'll be in the Friday CT?
Yes, indeed.
All right, Sean, thanks to you. We'll do this again in 1 week. Good to have you back.
You too.
All right, that's Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Again, we appreciate him stopping by, and of course, we appreciate you listening. This has been the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn along with Sean Bennett. Glad to bring it to you on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, you can listen on your phone. Great way to listen. Just download the WEOL mobile app. And, of course, a great big thank you to all of you who have listened online at WEOL.com.